Hi everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Friday, October 6th, and we managed to salvage one more decent day. The warmth has been abolished due to the onshore flow, but we kept the rain away, and we even had a few peaks of sunshine. But we are looking at a rain event beginning late tonight and through Saturday. So we do have a flood watch in effect for NASA and the five boroughs from 2 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday. This is not drastically unlike what we saw last week. Remember what happened last week, of course, some places seeing nearly 9 inches of rain. So we'll have a negatively tilted upper trough approaching from the west and tropical moisture being advected onshore. This time the tropical connection is from the remnants of Tropical Storm Philippe. Or former Tropical Storm Philippe. It's post-tropical now. And we're going to see this tropical air condense into cooler air aloft with the trough. And then the intensity of that rain is going to get enhanced by the jet stream. So we will see if there's going to be any training. But really looking for any time after about 4 a.m. Saturday morning. This is going to get in, and this will gradually shift east. It'll be clearing the five boroughs in Suffolk by about 3 p.m. It may linger across eastern Suffolk through about 9 p.m. So by the time this moves through Suffolk, though, the rain should be lighter in nature. We're looking for 1 to 2 inches of rain for the five boroughs in Nassau and a half inch to an inch for Suffolk. But some of those areas in the five boroughs and Nassau that experience some of these bands of rain could receive an isolated 2 to 4 inch amount of rainfall. So not drastically unlike what we saw last week, but not of the same magnitude. But it won't take a heck of a lot of rain to cause flash flooding. The threshold is low, so do recommend staying off those roads tomorrow if you can. And fortunately, it is a Saturday. Now, there is a cold front coming through as well. And once that happens, we will get into a prolonged period of cooler weather starting Sunday. A little bit of a pattern realignment. So Saturday, highs will be in the upper 60s, whereas Sunday, temperatures will just be stuck in the upper 50s. So fall continues to keep marching on, and it continues to be a busy pattern. We'll see what that bodes for the winter season. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC in Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.